classically trained Austrian singer JJ wins Eurovision Song Contest. By Breitbart London on May 17, 2025. Basel, Switzerland, AP, classically trained Austrian singer JJ won the 69th Eurovision Song Contest Saturday with Wasted Love, a song that combines operatic, multi-octave vocals with a techno twist. Israel's Yuval Rafael came second at an exuberant celebration of music and unity that was shadowed by the Gaza War and ruffled by discord over Israel's participation. JJ, whose full name is Johannes Peach, was Austria's first winner since bearded drag queen Conchita Wurst in 2014. JJ, who sings as a countertenor with the Vienna State Opera, has called Wurst a mentor. It was Austria's third victory overall in Eurovision. "This is beyond my wildest dreams. It's crazy," said the singer after being handed the microphone-shaped glass Eurovision trophy. JJ won after a nail-biting final that saw Rafael scoop up a massive public vote from her many fans for her anthemic New Day Will Rise. But she also faced protests from pro-Palestinian demonstrators calling for Israel to be kicked out of the contest over its conduct of the war against Hamas in Gaza. Estonia's Tommy Cash came third with Espresso Macchiato. And Swedish entry Kaj, who had been favorite to win with Jaunty Sauna Ode Barabada Bastu, came fourth. The world's largest live music event reached its glitter-drenched conclusion with a grand final in Basel, Switzerland that offered pounding electropop, quirky rock and outrageous divas. Acts from 26 countries, trimmed from 37 entrants through two elimination semifinals, performed to some 160 million viewers for the continent's pop crown. No smoke machine, jet of flame or dizzying light display was spared by musicians who had 3 minutes to win over millions of viewers who, along with national juries of music professionals, picked the winner. The show offered a celebration of Europe's eclectic, and sometimes baffling, musical tastes. Lithuanian band Catharsis delivered grunge rock, while Ukraine's Ciferblat channeled prog rock and the UK's Remember Monday offered country pop. Italy's Lucio Corsi evoked 1970s glam rock, while Icelandic duo Veb rapped about rowing and Latvia's six-woman tattoo maidens offered gorgeous, intertwined harmonies. There were divas aplenty, including Spain's Melody, Poland's Justyna Stekskowska, participating in Eurovision for a second time after a 30-year gap, with Gaja, and Malta's outrageous Mariana Conti, who performed Serving, a song whose previous suggestive title and lyrics were changed on the orders of contest organizers, on a set including a glitter ball and giant lips. Dean Valetic, an expert on the history of Eurovision, said the competition has become more diverse over the years, both musically and linguistically. There are songs in 20 languages this year, including Ukrainian, Icelandic, Albanian, Latvian, and Maltese. In the past it was about having a catchy, innocuous pop song, usually in English, he said. But in recent years the formulaic approach to a Eurovision entry hasn't succeeded. An entry needs to be memorable and it needs to be authentic in order to succeed these days. This year's contest was roiled for a second year by disputes over Israel's participation. Dozens of former participants, including Switzerland's Nemo, have called for Israel to be excluded, and several of the broadcasters that fund Eurovision sought a review of the country's participation. Pro-Palestinian and pro-Israel protests both took place in Basel, though on a much smaller scale than at last year's event in Sweden, where tensions spilled over backstage and Dutch competitor Juice Klein was expelled over an alleged altercation with a crew member. Hundreds of people marched through Basel just before the competition, waving Palestinian flags and chanting "Boycott Israel." Earlier, a group of Israel supporters gathered in Basel's Cathedral Square to root for Rafael and to show that Jews belong in public spaces in Switzerland, Zurich resident Rebecca Lise Kushner said. She said that it would be such a strong statement against anti-Semitism if Rafael won. "This is supposed to be about music, not about hate," she said. The European Broadcasting Union, or EBU, which runs Eurovision, tightened the contest's code of conduct this year, calling on participants to respect Eurovision's values of universality, diversity, equality and inclusivity and its political neutrality. After a controversial ban in 2024 on flags, apart from national ones, being waved in the arena, this year audience members can bring Palestinian flags or any others, as long as they are legal under Swiss law. Performers, though, can only wave their own country's flag. Eurovision director Martin Green told reporters that the organizers' goal was to re-establish a sense of unity, common togetherness this year in a difficult world. All 37 delegations, in difficult times, have behaved impeccably, he said. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.